Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful, benefactor, most merciful, redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give, as we welcome you once more to the airways of American Muslim 360 on this Jummah day for the recitation of the 18th surah of the Quran entitled Kaf, or the Cave. Let us begin, and immediately following the recitation, stay tuned for the CWSC Friday Roundtable. Let us begin the recitation in the Arabic and English translation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
All praise is due to Allah, who has sent down upon his servant the book and has not made therein any deviance.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
He has made it straight to warn of severe punishment from him and to give good tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they will have a good reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا,
in which they will remain forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا,
and to warn those who say, Allah has taken a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم, كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم, إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
They have no knowledge of it, nor had their fathers. Grave is the word that comes out of their mouths. They speak not except a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Then perhaps you would kill yourself through grief over them, O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message and out of sorrow.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Indeed, we have made that which is on the earth adornment for it, that we may test them as to which of them is best indeed.
وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا.
And indeed, we will make that which is upon it into a barren ground.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or have you thought that the companions of the cave and the inscription were, among our signs, a wonder?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
Mentioned when the youths retreated to the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us from yourself mercy and prepare for us from our affair right guidance.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
So we cast a cover of sleep over their ears within the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
Then we awakened them, that we might show which of the two factions was most precise in calculating what extent they had remained in time.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
It is we who relate to you, O Muhammad, their story in truth. Indeed, they were youths who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Never will we invoke besides him any deity. we would have certainly spoken then an excessive transgression.
هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These our people have taken besides him deities. Why do they not bring for worship of them a clear authority? And who is more unjust than one who invents about Allah a lie?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
The youth said to one another, and when you have withdrawn from them and that which they worship other than Allah, retreat to the cave. Your Lord will spread out for you of His mercy and will prepare for you from your affair facility.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْهُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And had you been present, you would see the sun when it rose, inclining away from their cave on the right, and when it set, passing away from them on the left, while they were laying within an open space thereof. That was from the signs of Allah. He whom Allah guides is the rightly guided, but he whom He leads astray, never will you find for him a protecting guide.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And you would think them awake while they were asleep. And we turned them to the right and to the left while their dog stretched his forelegs at the entrance. If you had looked at them, you would have been turned from them in flight and been filled by them with terror.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And similarly, we awakened them that they might question one another. Said a speaker from among them, how long have you remained here? They said, we have remained a day or part of a day. They said, your Lord is most knowing of how long you remained. So send one of you with this silver coin of yours to the city and let him look to which is the best of food and bring you provision from it and let him be cautious and let no one be aware of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
Indeed, if they come to know of you, they will stone you or return you to their religion, and never would you succeed then, ever.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And similarly, we caused them to be found, that they who found them would know that the promise of Allah is truth, and that of the hour there is no doubt. That was when they disputed among themselves about their affair, and then said, construct over them a structure. Their Lord is most knowing about them. Said those who prevailed in the matter, we will surely take for ourselves over them a masjid.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
They will say there were three, the fourth of them being their dog. And they will say there were five, the sixth of them being their dog, guessing at the unseen. And they will say there were seven, and the eighth of them was their dog. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is most knowing of their number. None knows them except a few. So do not argue about them except with an obvious argument. And do not inquire about them among the spectators from anyone.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا.
And never say of anything, indeed I will do that tomorrow.
إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
Except when adding, if Allah wills. And remember your Lord when you forget it and say, perhaps my Lord will guide me to what is nearer than this to right conduct.
ولبثوا في كهفهم ثلاثمائة سنين وازدادوا تسعا.
And they remained in their cave for 300 years and exceeded by 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is most knowing of how long they remained. He has knowledge of the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth. How seeing is he, and how hearing? They have not besides him any protector, and he shares not his legislation with anyone.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book of your Lord. There is no changer of his words, and never will you find in other than him a refuge.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
And keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking his countenance. And let not your eyes pass beyond them, desiring adornments of the worldly life. And do not obey one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desire, and whose affair is ever in neglect.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
And say, the truth is from your Lord. So whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. Indeed, we have prepared for the wrongdoers a fire whose walls will surround them, and if they call for relief, they will be relieved with water like murky oil, which scalds their faces. Wretched is the drink, and evil is the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, indeed, we will not allow to be lost the reward of any who did well in deeds.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
Those will have gardens of perpetual residence. Beneath them rivers will flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold, and will wear green garments of fine silk and brocade, reclining therein on adorned couches. Excellent is the reward, and good is the resting place.
واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا.
And present to them an example of two men. We granted to one of them two gardens of grapevines, and we bordered them with palm trees, and placed between them fields of crops.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the two gardens produced its fruit and did not fall short thereof in anything, and we caused to gush forth within them a river.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, so he said to his companion while he was conversing with him, I am greater than you in wealth and mightier in numbers of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he entered his garden while he was unjust to himself. He said, I do not think that this will perish ever.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
And I do not think the hour will occur. And even if I should be brought back to my Lord, I will surely find better than this as a return.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
His companion said to him while he was conversing with him, "Have you disbelieved in He who created you from dust and then from a sperm drop and then proportioned you as a man?" But as for me, He is Allah, my Lord, and I do not associate with my Lord anyone.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
And why did you, when you entered your garden, not say, "What Allah willed has occurred. There is no power except in Allah, although you see me less than you in wealth and children."
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
It may be that my Lord will give me something better than your garden, and will send upon it a calamity from the sky, and it will become a smooth, dusty ground.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or its water will become sunken into the earth, so you would never be able to seek it.
وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
And his fruits were encompassed by ruin, so he began to turn his hands about in dismay over what he had spent on it, while it had collapsed on its trellises, and said, "Oh, I wish I had not associated with my Lord anyone."
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And there was for him no company to aid him other than Allah, nor could he defend himself.
هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقُّ هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا.
There the authority is completely for Allah, the truth. He is best in reward and best in outcome.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
And present to them the example of the life of this world, its being like rain which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingles with it, and then it becomes dry remembrance scattered by the winds. And Allah is ever, over all things, perfect in ability.
الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are but adornment of the worldly life, but the enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for one's hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And warn of the day when we will remove the mountains and you will see the earth prominent, and we will gather them and not leave behind from them anyone.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they will be presented before your Lord in rows, and he will say, you have certainly come to us just as we created you the first time, but you claimed that we would never make for you an appointment.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the record of deeds will be placed open, and you will see the criminals fearful of that within it, and they will say, oh woe to us, what is this book that leaves nothing small or great except that it has enumerated it? And they will find what they did present before them, and your Lord does injustice to no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam, and they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was of the jinn, and departed from the command of his Lord. Then will you take him and his descendants as allies other than me, while they are enemies to you? Wretched it is for the wrongdoers as an exchange.
مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمُ اتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا.
I did not make them witness to the creation of the heavens and the earth, or to the creation of themselves, and I would not have taken the misguiders as assistants.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And warn of the day when he will say, call my partners whom you claimed, and they will invoke them, but they will not respond to them, and we will put between them a valley of destruction.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنْ
And the criminals will see the fire and will be certain that they are to fall therein, and they will not find from it a way elsewhere.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And we have certainly diversified in this Quran for the people from every kind of example, But man has ever been, most of anything, prone to dispute.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And nothing has prevented the people from believing when guidance came to them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, except that there must befall them the accustomed precedent of the former peoples, or that the punishment should come directly before them.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
And we send not the messengers except as bringers of good tidings and warners, and those who disbelieve dispute by using falsehood to attempt to invalidate thereby the truth, and have taken my verses and that of which they are warned in ridicule.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who is more unjust than one who is reminded of the verses of his Lord but turns away from them and forgets what his hands have put forth? Indeed, we have placed over their hearts coverings lest they understand it, and in their ears deafness. And if you invite them to guidance, they will never be guided then, ever.
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابَ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا.
And your Lord is the forgiving, full of mercy. If he were to impose blame upon them for what they earned, he would have hastened for them the punishment. Rather, for them is an appointment from which they will never find an escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And those cities, we destroyed them when they wronged, and we made for their destruction an appointed time.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And mentioned when Moses said to his servant, I will not cease traveling until I reach the junction of the two seas or continue for a long period.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا.
But when they reached the junction between them, they forgot their fish, and it took its course into the sea, slipping away.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
So when they had passed beyond it, Moses said to his boy, Bring us our morning meal. We have certainly suffered in this, our journey, much fatigue.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره. يذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Did you see when we retired to the rock? Indeed, I forgot there the fish, and none made me forget it except Satan, that I should mention it. And it took its course into the sea amazingly.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
Moses said, That is what we were seeking. So they returned, following their footprints.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
And they found a servant from among our servants to whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him from us a certain knowledge.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses said to him, May I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment?
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, Indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience.
وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا.
And how can you have patience for what you do not encompass in knowledge?
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا.
Moses said, You will find me, if Allah wills, patient, and I will not disobey you in any order.
قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا.
He said, Then if you follow me, do not ask me about anything until I make to you about it mention.
فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا.
So they set out, until when they had embarked on the ship, Al-Khidr tore it open. Moses said, Have you torn it open to drown its people? You have certainly done a grave thing.
قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Al-Khidr said, Did I not say that with me you would never be able to have patience?
قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
Moses said, Do not blame me for what I forgot, and do not cover me in my matter with difficulty.
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
So they set out, until when they met a boy, Al-Khidr killed him. Moses said, Have you killed a pure soul for other than having killed a soul? You have certainly done a deplorable thing.
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Al-Khidr said, Did I not tell you that with me you would never be able to have patience?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, If I should ask you about anything after this, then do not keep me as a companion. You have obtained from me an excuse.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they set out, until when they came to the people of a town, they asked its people for food, but they refused to offer them hospitality. And they found therein a wall about to collapse, so Al-Khadr restored it. Moses said, if you wished, you could have taken for it a payment.
قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا.
Al-Khadr said, this is parting between me and you. I will inform you of the interpretation of that about which you could not have patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working at sea, so I intended to cause defect in it, as there was after them a king who seized every good ship by force.
وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا.
And as for the boy, his parents were believers, and we feared that he would overburden them by transgression and disbelief.
فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا.
So we intended that their Lord should substitute for them one better than him in purity and nearer to mercy.
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَّبِّكَ وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَن أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِع عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure for them, and their father had been righteous. So your Lord intended that they reach maturity and extract their treasure as a mercy from your Lord. And I did it not of my own accord. That is the interpretation of that about which you could not have patience.
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا.
And they ask you, O Muhammad, about ذي القرنين. Say, I will recite to you about him a report.
إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا.
Indeed, we established him upon the earth, and we gave him to everything a way.
فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
So he followed a way.
حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي عَيْنٍ حَمِئَةٍ وَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا قُلْنَا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِمَّا أَن تُعَذِّبَ وَإِمَّا أَن تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا.
until, when he reached the setting of the sun, he found it as if setting in a spring of dark mud, and he found near it a people. Allah said, O Dhul-Qarnayn, either you punish them or else adopt among them a way of goodness.
قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا.
He said, as for one who wrongs, we will punish him. Then he will be returned to his Lord, and he will punish him with a terrible punishment.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا.
But as for one who believes and does righteousness, he will have a reward of paradise, and we will speak to him from our command with ease.
ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
Then he followed away. Until when he came to the rising of the sun, he found it rising on a people for whom we had not made against it any shield.
كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا.
Thus, and we had encompassed all that he had in knowledge.
ثم أتبع سببا.
Then he followed away.
حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا.
Until, when he reached a pass between two mountains, he found beside them a people who could hardly understand his speech.
قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا.
They said, O Dhul-Qarnayn, indeed, Gog and Magog are great corruptors in the land. So may we assign for you an expenditure, that you might make between us and them a barrier?
قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما.
He said, that in which my Lord has established me is better than what you offer. But assist me with strength, I will make between you and them a dam.
آتوني زبر الحديد. حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا.
Bring me sheets of iron. Until, when he had leveled them between the two mountain walls, he said, blow with bellows. Until when he had made it like fire, he said, bring me that I may pour over it molten copper. So Gog and Magog were unable to pass over it, nor were they able to effect in it any penetration.
قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا.
Dhul-Qarnayn said, this is a mercy from my Lord, but when the promise of my Lord comes, he will make it level, and ever is the promise of my Lord true.
وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا.
And we will leave them that day, surging over each other, and then the horn will be blown, and we will assemble them in one assembly.
وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا
And we will present hell that day to the disbelievers on display.
الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا
Those whose eyes had been within a cover from my remembrance, and they were not able to hear.
أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا
Then do those who disbelieve think that they can take my servants instead of me as allies? Indeed, we have prepared hell for the disbelievers as a lodging.
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا
Say, O Muhammad, shall we believers inform you of the greatest losers as to their deeds?
الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا.
They are those whose effort is lost in worldly life, while they think that they are doing well in work.
أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا
Those are the ones who disbelieve in the verses of their Lord and in their meeting Him. So their deeds have become worthless, and we will not assign to them on the day of resurrection any importance.
ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا.
That is their recompense, hell, for what they denied. And because they took my signs and my messengers in ridicule.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, they will have the gardens of paradise as a lodging.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا
wherein they abide eternally. They will not desire from it any transfer.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا
Say, if the sea were ink for writing the words of my Lord, the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord were exhausted, even if we brought the like of it as a supplement.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا
Say, I am only a man like you, to whom has been revealed that your God is one God. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone.
Sadaq Allahu Azeem, surely Almighty God speaks the truth. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. And may we all have a blessed Jumma Mubarak to everyone. And I ask you to stay tuned for the next upcoming broadcast, the CWSC Friday Roundtable, hosted by the Executive Director of the Community-Wide Shura Conference, Martha Naila Abdullah. May we all have a blessed Jumma. Oh, hold on. Let me share this with you before we leave. A time to be grateful. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Mark your calendars for December 19th through the 22nd, 2024. The 20th annual A Time to Be Grateful Conference is coming to Miami, Florida at the Hilton Miami Downtown. This year's theme is Power of the Pen, fostering understanding, truth, and unity. We all have something to be grateful for. A kind word, a helping hand, the warmth of those we love from your brother or sister. The Muslim Journal's A Time to Be Grateful is an annual fundraiser designed to raise awareness about the Muslim Journal publication, increase subscriptions, advertising, distribution through events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development. Muslim Journal, a great publication, has served this community for over 60 years. Join us for an exciting weekend filled with Salatul Jumma, several empowerment informational workshops, which includes a specialized economic business workshop, the Time to Be Grateful Awards dinner, entertaining cultural night, Caribbean fashion show and luncheon, vendor marketplace, and ending with business influencers as speakers at the business presentation breakfast. Gratitude is more than just a feeling. It's a way of life. Take time and experience the goodness of networking with people who are spiritually grounded in goodness at a Time to Be Grateful conference. Get your tickets today and get all event details. Visit the website at masjidalansar.org or call 862-250-5451. This year, let's make time for gratitude for the past, the present, and the future we're building together. A Time to Be Grateful. Let's cherish it together.
Assalamu alaikum. On behalf of the directors of the CWSC Strategic Family Planning Institute, we would like to invite you to this year's A Time to Be Grateful in Miami, Florida. We have a special treat in store for you this year in Miami, and we will be hosting a 40 and over social to provide those who are looking for a mate the opportunity to meet and greet in person on Saturday, December 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. on the terrace of the Hilton Hotel, downtown Miami. You will hear from the directors, Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz and Munir Habil Umma, on how they are working to promote, encourage, and facilitate healthy marriage initiatives. We will have personal introductions for everyone in attendance, leaving enough time to socialize with one another after. Now, before we meet in person, we are going to make sure that you have enough time to truly get to know one another well before. And we will be having bi-weekly Zoom meetings beginning Friday, November 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until we meet in Miami on December 21st. For more information, tune into AM 360, It's All About Courtship and Marriage, on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. or email us at halaqa360@yahoo.com. Again, that's halaqa360@yahoo.com to get the Zoom link. We look forward to seeing you in Miami. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum, as I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly acknowledging that Allah is the one God, partners with Allah, and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. I am Martha Naila Williams Abdullah, and I say that Williams part because that's part of my history. Praise be to Almighty God and welcome everyone, Allah, as we come before you and we ask for your blessings as we humble ourselves. And we pray that we continue in the way of obedience and that we keep an open heart and an open mind as we humble our wills to your will. And we ask for blessings to be upon those who are less fortunate, those who are facing challenges beyond their comprehension or their ability to withstand the challenges. And those who are practicing secret arts, O Allah, O Almighty God, we ask that you turn those problems or matters of ill will away from those whom have been targeted. And for all injustices, Almighty God, we pray and ask for the strength that we are able to speak out against injustices. We're able to change the matter of injustices in whichever way is best. And we pray for those, Almighty God, and we ask your blessings to be upon those who are sick, who are being harmed in any way or form. And for the loving families of those who have transitioned, may you bless the heart and mind of those who are yet here to have the ease and to know of the love that they once experienced with their loved one. I mean, for surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, is the one God knows all of us and to what degree we shall be in paradise. So we ask Almighty God to bless and grant those paradise, those whom have transitioned. I mean, again, greetings of peace to everyone. And welcome to CWSC Friday Roundtable, Community-Wide Shura Conference Friday Roundtable. And we say the blessings of Jumu'ah. Yesterday was day five. And in the Arabic word for day five, it will be Khamis. Or the number, that means it's five. But today is day six, Jumu'ah. So that tells us that there is a process that we are going through, and little by little, we are attaching ourselves, our different mental parts, spiritual parts, physical parts, to the fashion that Almighty God wants for the human being. So may Almighty God forgive us our weaknesses. Please, Allah, forgive us our weaknesses. But surely there's much that we don't know that we are weak in, and that we need to be strengthened, those areas that need to be strengthened. So, but for one, we want, CWSC wants to present to you a continuation of the understanding of the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiatives, whereby you are a part of that, because we are communicating with you and we want to know that we are connecting with you. And that connection involves going to our website, cwsc.us, and on the website, leave your comments, whether they're by way of compliments or complaints. We take it in, and that's the way that we can adjust ourselves and know that we are human. We're of the human family. We've been blessed to hear, see, feel, and think. So today we want to have our guests with us. If you're present, please press 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic and begin our process this morning. One in particular, while I'm wanting them to press 1, I want to share with you that we are 50 year includes our knowing or studying, continuing to study and assist one another. All right? We assist one another. There's a declaration. None of us know everything. I want to put that as a liability clause, right? none of us know everything. So here we are, adjusting our lives in the midst of the Gregorian calendar. All of us know the Gregorian calendar, correct? So it was, should we ask the question, what month are we in? So CWSC is assessing everything, everything that we connect with and then convey to you as by way of information. So we know that we're in the month of November, and I think we've spoken before about November, but we're going to share from, we heard from the Quran, Suratul Kahf, and the emphasis of the various stories within Suratul Kahf. And as we study it, we would definitely find that which resembles patterns in our life, what we believe, and what do we have patience? Are we seeking knowledge? That kind of thing. I want to share from the Quran, if I may, everyone. And please let me check to make sure that our guests are here. One moment here. Let me go to my screen is what I'm doing. To you from the Quran. Much has been on my mind this week, and I pray on yours as well. Asking certain questions, you know, how much more can we do? Oh, Allah, how much more can we do? So praise be to Almighty God. All right, let's get back to, and this is Suratul, let's take that one away. And this is Yusuf Ali's rendering. And this is Surah Zumar. Yes, Surah Zumar. It is the 39th surah or chapter of the Quran. Simply put it in this way. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tanzilul kitabi minallahi al-azizil hakim. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the exalted and power, full of wisdom. Certainly, we seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haq fa'budillaha muhlisallahu deen. Verily, it is we who have revealed the book to you in truth. So serve Allah, offering Allah sincere devotion. Allahu Azim. Surely Allah's words are true, and as we humble ourselves, we hear those words. May Allah accept our humbleness, and may we be forgiven for any errors, surely not intentional, in reading Quran. The intent here is the sincere devotion that all of us come with when we are seeking refuge with Almighty God. And when we say from shaitan, that which has developed in our life, ways and habits, conditions that we're in and under, and as we connect, we benefit from being with one another. We benefit by just the presence of one another, knowing that we are with a human being and that we have the same attributes in the sense of capabilities. You know, we're fashioned physically the same. Our arms, legs, head, the proportion of our form. And then we, our mind climbed to be connected in the way that we seek knowledge and we seek knowledge and we seek knowledge. And in the process of seeking knowledge, we share that knowledge. We share it and share it and more comes. And, of course, the wisdom that we just heard from Suratul Kahf as well. So praise be to Allah. I know that Mahasan and Rahima press 1 on your phone if you're with me this morning. Rahima Abdullah and Mahassan Abdusalam and any of the board of CWSC Board of Directors. Do know, everyone, that we are continuing to find ways to make our communication better and to find ways to make our connecting with one another better. Communication, yes, but our connection is trusting Almighty God that we all have we have valuable assets and those strengths that we share. I'm indicating, you know, the valuable asset of Mahassan Abdusalam. Many times you've heard her share from the wealth of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded her and her ability to really bring forth, you know, the words that explain or describe what it is that we are of or about or in any, whatever the situation is. And then with Rahima, as soon as I say her name, I'm thinking of, you know, what comes to my mind is busybody. But a sincere, devoted busybody, and busybody, busy mind, and the influence, being an influencer in the area in which she participates in Philadelphia, Mahassan in Bronx, New York, Rahima in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. What I'm going to do, though, Rahima, at the crux of the thing is we were going to discuss what is happening in the area where she is. So I'm going to go ahead and read her bio here. Moment. Okay. Haja Rahima Z. Abdullah, a community advocate for children for 32 years, and maybe greater now because this, I think this was about 3 years ago. But nonetheless, Rahima worked for YMCA, where she became the first African-American woman to be hired in Voorhees, New Jersey, as a director of after school and summer camp. Thereafter, Rahima found herself working with many other youth organizations and passionately retiring from Philadelphia School District, Camelot Incorporated. Then Rahima became a professional drug and alcohol counselor at one of the largest organizations in Philadelphia, helping women with reentry. Rahima came into the Nation of Islam at the age of 17, the year of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad transitioning, and 1 year before Imam W.D. Muhammad came into leadership. This was the beginning of Rahima's rolling up her sleeves and still remains an avid about working in her community, growing and making a difference in the community across the country. Rahima has held numerous roles within our community and served on the Board of Trustees from 2014 to 2017. Rahima sat on the board to nominate a new imam for Masjid Allah and currently sits on the committee to elect 4 new board members. She is currently a member there at Masjid Allah. Rahima is the chairperson of Women Advisory Council of Masjid Allah. She sits on the board of Mothers in Charge. That is an interfaith organization. And as Rahima is on the Majlis Shura of Masjid Allah, she also helps to lead the community. She is a member of the Jewels of Islam. That's Women Over 50, large organization of Muslim women on mental health and aging. And she currently also is with the International Muslim League of Women. So when Rahima joins us, everyone, we ask her to press 1 on her phone. And if she is able to join us, and praise be to Almighty God, who is in charge of time, none other but Allah. So we open her mic and give her the greetings. Assalamu alaikum, Rahima Z. Abdullah. And what? Blessings of Juma. Uh-oh, Rahima, did I open the wrong mic? Hold on. There we go. Assalamu alaikum, my sister.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning. Hi, Grand Rising. Juma Mubarak, all the titles that this beautiful day is blessing us with. Alhamdulillah, praise. It's just a pleasure and an honor, plum pleasing pleasure and an honor to be with you. Alhamdulillah to all of the listeners and all of the dedicated soldiers and servants of CWSC. I give the greetings of assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who was saying peace and the mercy and the blessings only Almighty God can give us. We appreciate that. And you know, when I say that, I'm raising my head. Everyone, I don't know if you do this, but when I say God, I lift my head up and I'm like, okay. Praise be to Almighty God. Everyone, we want you to know that in 2020, for those who don't remember, we went on this wonderful cruise, praise be to Almighty God, and it was attended by many who gathered together by way of CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference, with the intent of Jumu'ah SC and interreligious connection and, say, interfaith. And the national leadership representation and acknowledgement of where we are in the sense of what are we doing? Can we enhance our relations? This is all about making and keeping relationships. So Rahima was one of the attendees there on the cruise, and the environment there was such that we had a joyful time. Rahima, you want to share anything from that point, and then we'll move on through the years here.
Well, you know, it's just amazing because I was just now speaking with some people 2 days ago about cruising, and that one of my nieces, she said, well, I really want to go on a cruise with a group of people. You know, I've always been on a cruise basically with my children, but I've never been on a cruise with a group. And I said, wow. And I've actually referred to, I went on a cruise with a group, and it was absolutely amazing. Even though we all was in our own cabins, but we had times when we would come out and see each other. The cruise ship had gave us rooms where we could meet up throughout the cruise, and then we had the Juma, and then we had the entertainment, and they gave us all of that, and we had a chance to sail on Alawata Island, the Lord the Most High, on that beautiful ocean together, and to be able to reflect on Allah's bounty and his mercy was absolutely amazing. So that was like really one of the cruises. Was that right before COVID? Because I think that was like one of the last ships that they were sailing out. Because because I haven't been on a couple of cruises. Wasn't that the cruise that they said COVID was hitting the country?
It was March 9th, 2020. And as soon as we, immediately while we were getting ready to exit, remember they were taking the cutlery away, the utensils. We couldn't get our own utensils.
Right.
They had to share it with us.
We came downstairs and we like, wait a minute, where is it? And they had the salt. We was looking for the salt and pepper shakers, and they like, well, you can't touch the salt and pepper shakers. We're like, what in the world? So you know, but alhamdulillah. After we got off of that cruise ship, they actually shut down the ocean. They did not allow any more ships to sail. So, you know, that was special.
Yes, and it was. And just getting to know, I believe that was the first time that you and I, that we met. the experience was just so soulful, and it was just because we were there for a purpose, and we had and it was already mentally in our mind that we're here, so we accept. It was like that opening in our heart, present, and we wanted to get to know one another. And alhamdulillah, the presence of
Allah that we can do it again, because people need to get away from their environment all the time and sail and imagine, like, what do you want out of life? You know, what is it that this journey can give you that you really want? So we really need to do it again. You know, I don't see why we can't, you know. People are constantly spending money and doing things, but to be together and be able to cruise together is something that will enhance us for a lifetime.
I mean. Now, what we have, and everyone is in their corners. Right away, I don't know why a boxing match is coming to my mind. Y'all forgive me. But, you know, everyone is in their corner. But we are diligent. We're, you know, just like boxers do. I mean, I don't like watching it, but like boxers do, they prepare themselves physically, mentally, and they get themselves in that cocoon kind of thinking a pattern, and they come with the intent to win no matter what. Whoever the contestant is, they come with the intent to win. And this is where, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is one God, speaks of victory in the Quran, and that we have already been victorious. We are already victorious. Now, we just have to strengthen ourselves to take it on in that sense that it is already present and with us. So you're there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I know so much is going on with Masjid Allah as one of the mosques there. And as I was there, I had the pleasure. I have family there in Philadelphia, and a close assumed, darn him as my brother, Naeem T. Shaheed of T. Naeem Shaheed of Philadelphia, and his lovely wife Aisha, just to be able to walk and see the Muslim by dress wear, everyone with the women and the businesses that are around that you can just walk to and be engaged in. But beyond that, it's a mindset. So share with us, Rahima, first, and please let me take you back to your involvement with the International Muslim League of Women.
International League of Muslim Women, yes.
Sure. Yes, thank you.
It's just amazing when you think about our city, alhamdulillah, that we started this movement with the Nation of Islam. So we helped really establish Islam here in the city of Philadelphia, even though now we have so many others trying to take claim, but we always remind them in a subtle way how it all got started, especially in the African-American community. We had Noble Drew Ali, and we had other leaders, but they were more in the basement. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah grant him mercy, he brought it up to the surface, and he's the one that was able to capture the bulk of African-American peoples for the following to Islam. And then the mercy is that the youth, the young people, even Salafia community, even other communities, they know who we are, and now they're starting to actually mention us in reference to when the nation was starting, what they did, and they did not tolerate abuse amongst women walking, and they didn't tolerate the mass shootings, and all that stuff just didn't happen when we had control of the streets of Philadelphia. So, you know, a lot of those people have passed on and are elder, but now the youth are starting to take hold of their responsibility here in Philadelphia and to uphold the better conduct of what our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to this universe. So it's amazing. Philadelphia is ran by even in the city hall and city council and senators, and I mean, we have Muslims in every part of the political world of Philadelphia, and even our mayor here in Philadelphia, she loves Masjid Allah. She votes there. We actually have elections in our banquet hall. Our banquet hall holds a good 350 people, and so we're able to bring in our machines, our election machines, and have people come in as a cultural center to cast their votes. And Mayor, she comes in, and she casts her vote there. And so even for her own self, she came that morning, and it was just so beautiful. All the believers were out. The city came out. The cameras were out. And Mayor Parker walked into the masjid, which she helped us purchase, in the sense of some people wanted to buy the parking lot across the street from us, and she shut them down as a councilwoman. She would not allow Dollar Tree to open up anything else in our neighborhood. So it's been it's so much history of what the Muslims have done and are still doing here in the city of Philadelphia. Our largest African-American union is ran by and owned by Muslim. And so it's just full with so many pearls and jewels that it can't even be talked about. Sister Martha was talking about the International League of Muslim Women. And praise be to Allah, we had our convention, our conference here in Philadelphia the past in June 2024, and it was absolutely amazing. So the International League of Muslim Women was birthed by Sister Sahara. May Allah grant her the highest place in Jannatul Firdaus, because we're actually still doing her work that she had laid out in the vision for us to do. And so across the country, the International League of Muslim Women exists. And so we're just really honored to have it here in the Delaware Valley, and to be able to, you know, give away coats. I think we gave away 135 coats 4 weeks ago to children who really need it. Might have been even more. It was 200. It went up to 200 because the sisters just kept on bringing in brand new coats. And so we're doing that. We're feeding people. We're just getting involved. Like, you know, when we say keep, Imam Muhammad said, give me a good future. The future is definitely still giving it. And every time something good happened, I think about the Imam, Rahimahullahi Alayhi, and he said, give me a good future. And so as we continue to do good works, we do interfaith work. We work with the Muslims, the Jews, and Christians together. We have programs together. We dialogue about what's happening in the world today. And all this is happening all in this city. And even though it's the poorest city, they keep on saying, well, Philadelphia is the poorest city in the country, but it's the richest when it comes to history. And so, yeah, I could go on and on about the amazement of what this city possessed, and even Chester, Delaware area, and the Delaware Valley at whole. So alhamdulillah. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. And I tell you, as I drove around in Philadelphia, everyone, yes, I was driving my jalopy, but to be able to drive around and to see how the streets are. Now, I must say, there were some streets that had some needs.
Oh, yeah.
Its needs for better construct. But all in all, the trees, the way the road, you know, the winding road, wherever. I let myself get lost, just driving, and then becoming familiar with how the road is constructed, you know, the ins and outs, and coming over to Masjid Allah, you know, and literally coming well before Jummah time, just to feel the presence of everyone, seeing everyone approaching Masjid Allah, but the surrounding neighborhood there, and Aisha, Naeem's wife, did give me a lot of history of her living there around Masjid Allah, you know, before where they live now, closer to my cousin. But just getting to see the businesses, not just in the Muslim township, I could call it that, I guess, but just seeing the businesses and how locals, how they greeted one another. And I did see some vegetables or fruit stand, or I guess what you call it, fruit and vegetable stands. But and then what stood out most to me, though, Rahima, was the mechanics that are able, these young men, African-Americans, all of them, because my car was worked on by them. Mm-hmm. And just literally, cousin took me around, and whatever I need to be done, they had their tools. Everyone, I mean, they were so skilled at what they do. They just didn't have a building, but what's with that overhead, right? But they're in the parking lot of AutoZone and other businesses that's there, but the huge parking lot, and they're able to carry on their trade. And that I thought was so astounding to me, so impressionable. I was so impressed because here in Florida, I mean, that's just one city in Pennsylvania, but the whole state of Florida, you won't find that operation going on. I mean,
wow.
Yes. And so praise
you know,
to Allah. So
we are, a lot of the Allah is really blessing us. You know, we have the Universal Muslim Business Association that is up and running. And may Allah grant Brother David Hassan high place in paradise for all that he did and forgive him of his sins, all that he established in the sense of wanting to establish Muslim businesses and together, to be together, to do things together, and to have conventions and conferences and directories. And so we're actually still moving Universal Muslim Business Associate forward. And we've had a couple of events in the last 5 months. And we actually, Zachariah Abdul Rahman actually passed it on to a young, vibrant businessman here that's in his 40s. And he is taking it to a whole nother level. And so we're excited about seeing us bring in Muslim businesses to collaborate together and to support each other and to get to know one another. Because the city is
now,
big, and we have immigrant Muslims coming in, opening up businesses.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. Truth, forgive me. Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, everyone too, who is as a director of our think tank process, and think tank because he has Halal Industry do for sale, and he's supported with the connections with Nate Muhammad. I met him there where Sister Clara Muhammad School is. I can't think of the name of the message there, but anyway,
Philadelphia Masjid, Sister Claire Muhammad, and Cuba is right across the street.
Yes. And so Nate Muhammad, who comes on Wednesdays here as representation of Halal Industries, Jew for Sale, he's known as the Juice Man. The reason for saying that is that Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, I know, has been contending with the city, he shared with us, of this building, and he and his wife Sherry. Yes, took me around to the building. Didn't give us enough time to go in it, and two, just to know that the expectation that he has for that building, and to make it be a hub, inshallah.
Mm-hmm.
One thing was to make it be a hub. Whereby, and all I could think of was not necessarily manufacturing, but a call center, if you will, and a communication center that would be able to
just like I guess what they do at a call center, to handle calls coming in about where, like you mentioned about directory, where can you go to find this and that throughout the country, because CWSC being connected in that way would be set up, and we said that we would do a collaboration in that manner, inshallah. But I know there's still a lot of technical things that need to be handled, and I know that he's had some illness, and that but everyone keep him in prayer, of course. Praise be to Almighty God. His daughter did transition early part of the year as well. But much to be said about Philadelphia. And as I think the word Delphia, isn't that something like a boot or a, you know, land wise, like it dropped off into a valley?
Yes, that's why they call it the. Yes, it's and it's the blessing is that we're actually in a valley, and I guess when you raise up and fly over, Philadelphia sits, Delaware sits in a valley, Delaware Valley.
Mm.
And that's why they call it the Delaware Valley, is, and a lot of things fly over us. So a lot of times danger of the winds and tornadoes and hurricanes, by Allah's grace, go past us. and then you're really grateful. And I mean, recently I said that, I was like, wow, thank Allah we're in the valley, you know. And so it's just, and that's special within itself. And that's, we can start talking about valleys and what it actually means. But, you know, that's the whole history. And so, yeah, it's just amazing. When we appreciate what Allah has done, we can appreciate everything that we see and that we experience.
I mean, and we're going to your open calls right now, because we have a caller in the queue here with a hand raised. We're going to go to a public service announcement, and we'll be right back. We promise you, dear caller, praise be to Allah.
God's peace
Thank
be
you
upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's a must have
all. All right. Well, we have two callers, and we go to 773-449. Assalamu alaikum, my dear sister. Please come on in to the table. And you're on mute. Oh, wait a minute. No, you're not. I pressed your number, but it didn't. Okay, come on in to the table, CWSC Friday Roundtable. Please present yourself and our guest.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Amir Muhammad Shaheed. Excuse me, I have a little cold here. But first of all, I'd like to acknowledge you, Sister Martha, for hosting such a wonderful program on CWSC. This program, you get information you just don't get anywhere else. And you find your purpose here, because you open up so many avenues or so many subjects that we can just dove into and find our place there. And I want to thank Sister Rahima. I hear her every now and then on different programs. And I'm just so inspired by what you all are doing in Philadelphia. And you just wouldn't have a clue what happens in other parts of the world if we don't have platforms like these.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said is just so noteworthy. And that's why it's so important that we network, because we may feel we have a deficient in our city, and we'll see what somebody else is doing in their city, and we connect with them. And then mm-hmm. we can just do, like Imam Muhammad said, give him a good future. And so when we know what other believers are doing across the country, we can, you know, we can join hands with them, and we can have that model community that Allah mm-hmm. wants for us. So I just want to acknowledge you all, and mm-hmm. I'm going to keep looking and just keep doing what you're doing in the name of Allah and inspiring us so that we can do what we need to do in the name of Allah. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Where are you from, Amir? What city are you
in? I'm from Chicago.
Chicago.
Sister Martha and Sister Rashida. Brother William Kareem was so generous to allow us to come on the sister's program, Women in Islam, mm-hmm. on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock to Sister Martha and Rashida be co-hosts that program. So, Sister Rahima, we'd love for you to come on and
call me. Yeah, get my number from Sister Martha. I love being with my sisters, and especially talking about all this things that's happening in this universe, because we all just playing a part in it.
Thank you both.
Thank you for all that you do. Alhamdulillah.
Now this is happening real time. Everyone can't get better than that, right? Like they talk about the fish. If you catch, it can't be any more alive than we just caught it and put it on your plate. And that's what Amira just brought it to us. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, my sister. And you're welcome to stay with us if you like, but I know we want you mm-hmm. to take care of yourself as well. All right?
No, I'll be on. I'll be listening. Okay.
Oh, okay. Very good. Then I'll leave your mic open as we go to our dear brother, 706-627. Assalamu alaikum. Again, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the CWSC Friday Roundtable.
Yes, ma'am. This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Hinesville, Georgia. And expounding more on the meaning of Philadelphia. Remember, it's been here a long time. And Philadelphia, you already covered. It means the land. And the Liberty Bell means of freedom. And the unity is the brotherhood. All of those are names and signs from Allah of what Philadelphia is here for in this wilderness of North America, using that terminology. And then we also talk about Brother Bilal. He said that his job, if given help from the community, will produce 1 million pounds of employment, work, and production of the product of halal meat for the world, and specifically for those workers and those people who need unity and money, economical stability in Philadelphia, the employment there will be created, you know. And we have to come up with a solution in the community. Like he's a fully aware. Now, me and him are very close. We talk on a regular basis, you know. And he has been to a lot of meetings with the sectional imams meeting and things like that, letting them know fear of the Lord is put in him is being Bilal. He also knows as the imam, he wants to call the world to prayer. In the leadership and education he got through Allah, through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and through Imam Warfdeen Muhammad and from us. But we have to solve, and Philadelphia plays a very important role in unity, because mm-hmm. if he a halal reality on the basic level of human beings, what they are being denied, and that's food, shelter, clothing, and transportation to establish in halal industry there with our help. That's why we made the suggestion, and we put it on where he works at. He works for 360. That's why we put the suggestion that $1,000 a week from 1,000 believers from 360 in our supporters, and then 1,000 from each section of imams in our structure, and from the mosque cares, that's 8,000 people out of 500,000 people that the United States government says are still holding on to the rope of Allah in the community of Imam Warfdeen Muhammad, you know, and that we can produce $10 million a year to start reconstruction of our economical system, and the money and the charity from that goes to establishing our schools, and more employment around the United States. Because remember now, that's $10 million every other month. We, the community of Emmanuel Ward, have the opportunity to start reconstruction of establishing the model community in America that's on us to do. Because we have all the, and then other Islamic communities, the other communities, Christian, whatever, they, the believers amongst them, will transcend and grow in and be the Sahaba, to be the Ansar, to be the friends of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and build this model community for everybody. But it's got to start somewhere. And believe it or not, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is where one seed of Allah's plan to help us get out of this situation. Can start there. Then Philadelphia is full of coal and everything. There's so much employment that's been capped in the state of Pennsylvania that it's unbelievable. You'd be surprised. Then like Sister Amira said, we know Chicago, with this great seed that Allah has dropped on this, all the industry, all the control of the lakes and things, all the control of employment, and it has the same type of history. It's the start of many things with slaves of African descent has put it on the map, the South and all of them. We just have to realize that talking about history but not learning from it, we don't need to repeat it. What we need to know, what is the message? Because Allah is giving the message to everybody, to the Muslims, to us, because Allah is the one who created the message that we got to deliver. But it's for everybody. But we are just being put in the position, inshallah, Allah, Allah, he's the best of knowers, to first break the groundwork and start with unity, brotherhood, and the land, and look at and Alexander and so much out of Philadelphia. But then we got to work this unity almost in the United States right there in the Philadelphia. All we need to do is call the event, and inshallah we see where it goes from there. And say alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Blessings of Jumat to you out there, brother. Alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am, my dear sister, share with us what's on your heart right now, as hearing our brother and hearing.
You know, of course, you know, alhamdulillah. Last Sunday, I'll be all over. Like you said, sister, what a busy body, right? But it'd be a busy mind. But alhamdulillah, I was invited to attend a meeting with the Majlis Ashura of the Delaware Valley, which is all of the leaders, imams, and sheikhs, and you know, we got all our titles. And I'm the chairperson for the Women's Advisory for the Delaware Valley Majlis Ashura. So I was invited to this beautiful breakfast at City Hall last Sunday. And when I tell you, it was amazing. We had the opportunity to bring all of, even foreign, the foreign Muslims, the imams from West Africa. We had imams from Afghanistan. We, alhamdulillah, but we African-American leadership here in Philadelphia, we're on Delaware Valley. We are the ones that hosted it. And the mayor actually has a Muslim engagement commission that she has established here in Philadelphia, where the Muslim community has been given an opportunity to highlight the needs of the Muslim community here in Philadelphia. So they have actually hired a director for the Muslim engagement. And I would love for him to come on your show, Sister Martha, and tell you some of the things that we're doing as a collective. We understand, and even Muhammad Rahim Allahi Alay, one thing I learned about, and get a little emotional when I talk about it, because he left such a beautiful way and direction for us to go. When we went to his janazah, where did we have his janazah at? It wasn't an African-American mosque. It wasn't, you know, at one of our masjids. It could have flew out anywhere. But he chose this immigrant masjid
that he was friends with, and he had already established a relationship with Syria. He establishes relationships with others other than the African-American community. So we need to learn from that. Even though what we need to know and understand is that Imam Muhammad Rahim Ali, Rahim Allahi Alay, he established what we needed to do. Another thing that happened at his janazah was the birds flew over the area where we were standing. The birds flew over us, and it had to be about 70 of them, and they flew over us, and when they got over, they spread it out throughout the sky. First, they had one leader, because, you know, that's how they roll. They had one leader leading the group, and when that leader went over us, the birds just flew all over the place. So that is representing to me is that we need to be doing the work all over the place. We don't need to be sitting in our masjids trying to do the work just in the masjid. We need to know that we need CDCs, we need community development, and we're the ones to help establish it. And if we're not establishing it, we need to be at the table. Because if you're not at the table, you're on the menu, right? So we at this meeting was able to come together and decide that we're going to get the work done. We're not going to worry about what mishap you follow, what school of thought you follow. And we made that well known because one brother said, well, we're not going to go anywhere if we don't establish what mishap we're going to follow. And one imam just took he was like Omar. He just took the sword out. And he said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, let me say this. We ain't going to get nowhere if you try to change anybody about which way they're going. Because Allah has brought us through different doors. But as believers and as Muslims, we need to get it together in unity and establish schools, medical centers, establish institutions of learning across the board. So we had sisters who own dental schools. We had one doctor. She's a young African-American sister who opened up a dental school for young adults. I mean, we just had everybody in the room. It wasn't just imams. We had leaders, people who have vision and are visionaries to see what needs to be happening in our community as Muslims, and that we stop separating ourselves because you follow Maliki, you follow Hanifi, you follow this mishap, you follow this commentary. No, okay, good. The imam said, Imam Anas said, when you come through the door, leave your mishap at the door. Because we're coming in this room, establish community life to help establish a life for our children to come. So, I mean, it was really a powerful meeting. It was meaningful. And we're coming back together. We're actually going to have a big event, and I'll keep you informed. But we're bringing every Muslim together. Huh?
Please, by all means. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a caller.
Yeah.
We have a caller for you, too. Please, I'm engulfed in the listening part of it, but let's go to our caller, 321-917, Adi Brother Imam Delaysi Umar. Assalamu alaikum and blessings of Juma.
Alaikum assalam. I'm really smiling here and listening to that Rahimah and all the progress going on in Philadelphia. And, you know, I wanted to make one mention. Imam, when he first came out with the concept of mosque cares, the mosque cares, and I remember the picture in the Muslim Journal with the layout where the imam had the mosque cares in the center, and there were clinics, other community service outlets that were in that picture. And you know, I thought that was such a great model.
Mm-hmm.
to look at how service to the community is the purpose and focus for building success. And it always has been, I think, and always will be. So it's good to hear that you all are networking there in Philadelphia. And, you know, I really keep that picture in mind as a model for us when we are going to develop. We should be developing with the community building in mind. Thank you. So I'm going to come to Jumaa Mubarak to you all.
Mama Bird, you're truly, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's here. Let me just do a plug. That's Imam Delaysa Umar is on economic. He is the lead of our economic committee with the Florida conference. Florida. I keep mentioning that the whole state conference of Muslim Americans. So the work is being done, and as Allah will be the one to sow. I'm using the word, sow the leaves together, bring the leaves together. So alhamdulillah, back to you. And Amira, if you have any comments right now you'd like to share, please by all means.
Yes, I feel like I'm just so inspired, you know, about what you've said, what Sister Rahima said, and when she was saying being a part of everything, and what she said about this visionary, being a visionary, that's so important. And not coming to the table with what our agenda, but a community agenda, so that we can build relationships. That's what we're all about. And Brother DeLacy was saying as well, everything was just so noteworthy and so valuable. I tell you, this platform offers so much. You're talking about building our life and living our life and giving us a future. The conversation is right here. It's right here amongst us. So we really have to take note and then take action. Thank you, Sister Martha.
I mean, that's the only way.
Thank
you know, Allah with the Allah, he loves unity, you know, and that's something that's has always been filled in my heart when I read the Quran. And Imam Muhammad being our leader, watching him for those 33 years as a young woman, you know, he would have to tell us, you know, I'm not your father, but you know how you have rich dad, poor dad. So my dad was poor, and Imam Muhammad was rich, so I had two dads. You know what I mean? So he's like, look, and I ain't your dad. So I said, well, you're my uncle, Brother Bell. You something, you got to be closer than just. But he gave us so much. Like, we can go amongst anybody and not be moved or shaken in our faith.
Yes.
And that's what's so amazing to me. And I don't, you know, I'm humbled. I know how to lower my wing to humility because of what Allah has given us. And so we're able to go into rooms with everybody, and we're able to sit at the table with all of them. And no matter what they follow, it don't like we follow. We all, and that's the blessing. Is that we all follow our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a lot of times when they think that you follow, you know, Imam Muhammad, Imam Warakdi Muhammad, people, I say, and then I'm able to say, yeah, Imam Muhammad's people follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what he taught us. Now, what are you learning? You know what I mean? Because that's the accept, and that's what he left us. Like, do not, I worship none but Allah. Do not praise me. Do not put me out front. I remember he used to always tell me when he came to Philly, and he used to say, and I said, Brother Imam, they said, you know, this, that, and the other, that you said it. And the Imam said, Sister Rahima, he said, do me a favor. He said, tell them to stop using my name to get done what they want to get done on their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And that just sticks with me, like, yo, you know, you don't have to use the Imam's name. Just do the work that he has showed us that needed to be done. The seeds that he dropped is growing, whether you say his name or not. He's already, inshallah, with the island and janitor for those sitting with the Prophet, inshallah. So what was already been dropped is growing.
is dropped, it's going to touch our children, our grandchildren. It's going to continue because the work that he was doing was from the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was from the Quran. So that doesn't die. He was only an extension of what the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought us. He came, Allah sent him to us, the African-American community, for we could learn how to navigate through this journey called life.
Alhamdulillah.
So, alhamdulillah.
I'd like to share something too. Oh, that note.
Yes, ma'am.
2 days before Imam Muhammad passed here in Chicago, we were at a First Sunday. And at the latter part of the meeting, it was under the Share Freedom Space. And he had some believers to come up and stand in line who wanted to, he wanted to have a conversation with us. So we all lined up, and he wanted to know who we were going to be in this deen. And each one of us shared with him what we felt that we can contribute to our community. And he was so elated. He was so elated. He just wanted to know what he had deposited in us, how are we going to give it back? So each one of us had the opportunity to share with him that conversation, and Allah took him the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So we made a commitment to Imam Muhammad that we will do his work and that his name will live on. And this is what I'm hearing here. I'm so passionate about this because I was one of the ones that, I think I was one of the few that was last in line. And it was just a wonderful experience that just never dies. It just never dies. And
that's,
I'm telling
beautiful.
You,
wow.
it is. And if anyone could get that video, Share Freedom Space, it will be there. That message will be there. So we, especially those who got up and had that last conversation with Imam Muhammad, it's incompetent. I don't know how many of us are still here, you know, present in this life, but it's incompetent on us who are still here to make that commitment. And when I hear programs like this here, it gets me so in touch with what our commitment is and will be in developing this community. And thank Allah for CWSC because this platform here will keep the door open to have communication and conversation that will forward action for building our future. So I just had to share that as you were talking, Sister Rahim, and just brought back that memory for me. I thank Allah for being able to be one of the people that had that conversation with Imam and give
Amen.
And be able to get myself. So thank you so
Amen.
Much. That's fine.
Thank you.
We, were born,
we have another caller.
We were born for the mission. We were born for the mission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yes.
We have another call. We have a return caller, and we want to acknowledge everyone that you're listening to. CWSC Friday Roundtable. We welcome you to go to our website, cwsc.us. At any time, you can dial our office line, 910-317-0297. And like us on Facebook. That's Community Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. And you can chat. Well, I'm not privy to this chat room kind of thing right here. And on this studio board, but you can CWS lowercase HURAA. That's at CW Shura. All right, we love to hear from you, and we're going to go to now. And while you're on our website, don't forget to click that blue donate button. It's blue. You'll see it, and leave your comments as we go back to the brother 706627. Assalamu alaikum again.
Well, I think my son, it's not like what the sister just said right there. We had to remember he got Sister Amir and them to give him what he needs to inspire him to know that he has some people who's going to follow his leadership, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without a doubt. And he said, then the first thing we know that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when that type of unity was reached, was to tell Bilal to call to his name. So we could take the wisdom out of that. The logic out of that, of how he is telling us how to let the in the old days, the Bilalian people here in the United States of America called the people to prayer now. And that leads toward going to the UN with the delegation that we already have, with the group of believers that we already have amongst us now. If we could call them as that and have sure, and then go to the United Nations and call all people, especially the people who are already there waiting on the leadership that Allah will send to them and who he chooses to send to them. And we address them and ask them to help purify their destiny by getting rid of all of what Shaitan thinks he has bamboozled us with, put over us, and is holding us as a hostage against freeing this reality that we live in, and tell Shaitan to be to his way, and we be to ours, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. If I may share too, you know, all of the gradual steps sometimes, I don't know, in watching a baby learn how to walk or get into that walking phase, let's put it that way, and we see that baby, but we don't see what's in the mind of that baby while they're trying to, you know, get their balance and all of that, or, you know, engaging the mathematical equation of where they are, and then they stand up, and when we see it, now they're running, and before we know it, then that two-year-old is now 20-year-old, and so the much has happened through the gradual process. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I believe, for a reason, is a lot, as you mentioned, Rahima, about the seed that Imam was blessed to deposit into the minds of those listening, and it didn't a lot of it didn't uncover until now. I know for myself, listening, going to sleep, listening to the little tapes that we had of the Imam's voice, and going on the internet, and then following through with just loving the library from Mosque Cares. What is it called? I can't think of it now. But anyway, wherever we could go to, long before YouTube and all of this, seeking the knowledge and wanting to understand, knowing Allah is the one that will give us the understanding. And then turning around and realizing you have to do the work in the local area. You have to have relationships. You have to massage those relationships. Because we're speaking about people. And so our mayor here, yes.
We
yes,
have to nurture it. We have to nurture it. We have to be.
706, I apologize, one moment. 706, did you come back, or your hand was still raised?
Yeah, well, she's right on point. But what we have to remember is that when a baby gets 20, he don't want you to put them diapers back on it. He'll tell you his own self. I don't need it. I need these work gloves and these. Now, I'm not a baby no more. And I've learned what's teaching me by Almighty God a lot, and it's time to go to work. So we have to remember that, too, when we go back into history. We have to remember that we don't want to undress ourselves and wind up getting all the way down to where we might even be naked and exposed when we already got our work clothes on. All we got to do now is do what we're supposed to do in the future and build this model community, inshallah.
Inshallah. That's what we're referring to, is that it is work. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something from behind the closed doors, giving us time to dress ourselves righteously with our thinking and so forth. Back to you, Rahima, please, by all means.
I'm just thinking about family life, too. I was just reflecting on how important family life is, and it's something that I always speak to the imams about. Is that if it's not a good family life, it's not a good life. And so you can be a good leader and you can sit here amongst us, but if your house is not right, then that filters out to the leadership. And so even though you get up and you do goodbyes and you get up and but it's your house, make sure your house is in order. Because if you're abusive to your family or your children or your wife, then you're not hiding that. You know, that's from Allah. And so the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought us a full, complete vision of what we should be navigating and what we should be using the Quran. As you know, we have a Quran line, which we have for the last 12 years been able to bring together a group of women that we study Quran really four times a week together, and then other times we do on our own. And so right now, even after studying Quran, we're reading this beautiful book called The Secrets of Divine Love, and we'll be on Munira's program on Tuesday on courtship and marriage. So if you wanted to join us to hear more about that. But it's so important for us to have family life in place and make sure that it's, you're constantly working on yourself, self-development, and keeping your dreams or your imagination of what you really want your family to be, keep it alive. And the Quran helps you to keep it alive. And so what I'm saying is that even if we have children that's grown now, and now we have grandchildren and great-grands, to stay so connected with them and make sure that you get them over your house and that you drop the jewels of what we're talking. We're talking to each other, but it's so important for us to talk to our little nieces and our little nephews and our grandchildren, that they get a sense that grandma and great auntie and all of us, we have something to offer them. Because what's coming down the pike, we need to be ready for. And even all the things that we envision, we have to really make it happen, because nobody's going to make it happen for us. We have to make sure that we have African-American study in our own environment. We can't, I don't know why we think that they have to teach it to us when we should be really teaching it ourselves. And one thing about Sister Quran down in Atlanta, that's something that they do at the high school down there, is that, you know, is, and even here in Philadelphia, you know, we have a school where we have over 145, close to 170 children every single day merging into Masjid Allah, to the school there at Mecca and Medina. And we have babies from infancy all the way up to 12th grade. And so, and they are excelling. They love being at the masjid. And so I stop past there throughout the week and make sure, you know, just make my salat. And the children are just vibrating all through the building, and they're laughing and they're enjoying the studies. And we have excellent teachers there that have sacrificed to be there. They're getting paid. The family life, it starts there, and then it extends out to the community. You know, even with all the things that I'm doing, I'm married. I'll be married 4 years in a couple of minutes. And so even with that, it's a balance, because my work that Allah has missioned me to do, I can't stop it. And so even when I was engaged and I was courtshipping him, I said, one thing that you can never stop me from doing, the work that Allah Ta'ala has placed in my life, the purpose that which I was born. And so, and he understands it, and he's still adjusting to, like, wow, you know, she's different, because all I think about is community and how to make it better. And so I'm always, you know, making sure my home is beautiful, making sure that I'm still that wife that he needs in his life. But at the same time, Allah is blessing me to be the leader in my community that the women need to see. So, and that's a balancing act. And the only thing that keeps me balanced is Quran and the life of the Prophet and all that Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah alayhi helped us understand, that we were born for this mission. So if you're born for a mission, and then I'm reading this book, listen, I'm reading this book called Marriage is an Assignment. And I actually got it from a Christian sister, her husband, and I wrote the book. after going through some struggles of their own, like 25 years. And I said, wow, marriage is an assignment. Family life is an assignment. Community life is an assignment from Almighty God. And so we have to see what is our assignment and what role are we really playing to make sure that we're fulfilling. Because the richest place in the world is where? The graveyard. So you don't want to take none of your thoughts, none of your talents to the gravesite. You want to make sure that we give our time and our efforts to that which Allah is inspiring us to do. Because Allah touches us. He's so awesome. We serve an awesome God. He lets us know that through the Quran is our navigation and the way we should be journeying out into this world. And then we fulfill it. You know, and every day we should look at our day to see what we did, who we made smile, who did we cause to frown, you know. What did we do to really give to this world to make it a better place and to build our place in Jannah? Imam Mikhail Shabazz always say, he uses this word, oh, you're building a house in paradise. So everything that you do, you're doing it in the sense of pleasing your Lord. Because one thing that's so powerful is that Allah, we can't see him, but he sees us. And if you all know that, you witness. And the beautiful thing about Allah is that he will show you that he knows you. And that's what really blows your mind. It, like, knocks you down sometimes. Like, whoa, did you just do that, Allah? Show me that. And it can be as simple as you leaving your house saying, I'm going to Center City, Philadelphia, and I need a parking space. I don't know where I'm going to park. Oh, Allah, help me find a parking space. And you ride down there, and the parking space is right in front of the place where you get ready to go into. So then you take a deep breath because now you ask for it, and now it's right in your face. Now you just take that deep breath and say, wow, Allah, you are amazing. So alhamdulillah, so much can be said.
And Sister Rahima, those words are so impactful, I tell you, and they just so resonate with the soul. And I'm a living witness to what you just said about some parking spaces.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we can see at the corner, and he can see around the corner, all the way around the corner. And he designated when he said be, and it is.
And it is. And it is.
And in the face of the law, you know that he is a miracle worker. All he asks us, he say, if you remember me, I will remember you.
Yes.
And what you said about the family life and having that balance, so important. And if you know in your spirit that you were born for the mission, then everything has to be proportioned so that balance can be prevalent in our lives. I mean, just what you said, I tell you, it's what you're saying is the words are so worth its weight in gold, sister. And it tells us, especially women, what we need to do and what we need to know and how to implement it. So if we are lost for direction, these are the kind of conversations that we need to bring to the forefront and embody and then be in action about them. So appreciative of what you said, Sister Rahima. So appreciative.
You know, I was just thinking as you was talking, I remember the leader of the Majlis, beautiful brother, Amen. He's not from our community in a sense, but he's good Muslim, good believer. And so I had Sister Aaliyah Walker, may Allah, what's the Isla Granite, the highest place in paradise. She used to be the chairperson of the Majlis women's group and basically one of the only women in that group that was helping. She, Allah, what the Isla, took her life. And so throughout the months after she left, she would come to me and she said, check on the Majlis. And so I would sort of ignore it, you know what I mean? So, because too busy doing other stuff. So then it just hit me one morning, said, you need to ask the Imam what's going on with the women in the Majlis. And so I seen Imam and I said, Brother Imam, I said, what's going on with the women in the Majlis? And he said, nothing, Sister Rahima. I said, but why?
And he said, because we don't have no sister who has stepped up. I said, Brother Mim, y'all can't really build a community without the woman. And he said, I know. Would you help join us? Would you join us and help us? Because we can't. We're going around in circles.
Mm.
And so that right there was like, you spoke, well, that was Aaliyah. I said, Aaliyah, you, that was my Hajj sister too. We went to Hajj together. So I went, and my first day there, right, it was nothing but brothers in the room. It was like, ya Allah, can I really do this? And it was like, yeah, your mission to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can hear the imam, you know, Imam Muhammad saying how much faith he has in the woman and that the woman was going to lead us into, you know, a greater future. So I took all of that and I digested it and I called the imam because I wouldn't go in the room without him knowing I was coming in. And I'm like, I'm getting ready to come in here. You know, have a seat for me. So he came out and got me. And I went in and I gave the brothers the salams. And I sat down, and Imam asked me to introduce myself. And so I told them, and I send the greetings from my husband, who has allowed me to be here with you today. And I'm here to help as a woman to give vision of who we are and the nurturers that we are. You know, I just basically... And so they opened up, and before I knew it, I was giving instructions, and I'm telling them...
If I may,
the woman, we got to step up. Like, we can't be afraid to open up.
Yes.
Allah,
if I may.
All that, yes. Mm-hmm.
I apologize. Please forgive me for interrupting your comment right there, Rahim. I want to, I did brother his hand twice here. I want to bring him back in. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam, and y'all are so true on the points you're on right now. What we have to learn, both of us who are great-grandfathers or great-grandmothers,
mm-hmm.
and we are supposed to free our children mm-hmm. by being so on the job in what they call babysitting, I think is what they used to call it. We're supposed to make sure we help them to help keep the children in a state of wonderment because grandma's coming to watch me, but they don't know that grandma's coming to watch so that Umi can go and do work or do studies or whatever she has to learn her own, give her some free time. But we, at that time, we're keeping the child in constant education that Allah's God, that how to be right, what's right and wrong. And most of all, giving them big hugs and love, you know, hugs to them, you know, and putting them to sleep. You know, when we keep it like that going on, and then the grandpa, he's maintaining the protection by going when grandma said, well, we're going to see the kid. He's going to say, okay, let's go. He's supposed to say, yeah, let's go. You know, although he know when he gets there, he ain't going to be doing nothing but sitting down and making sure that everything is secure. You know, he's maintaining the opportunity for grandma to be with the grandchildren for the sake of her children, for the sake of, you know, right on and on. So, yeah, the woman is very important, I'm saying, very important because we have to keep the bases covered and make sure we give our children the halal, using that language, the halal environment to grow up in with no interference. Because we always got grandma there. We got grandpa there. We got a great-grandma there if need be. And so that mama can go and do what Allah is instructing her to do and doing what daddy is free to go do, learn about Islam, do the work, do his job, and, you know, and come home and see mama there or see grandma there. Same cycle of love continuously flowing all the time under the perimeter of Al-Islam. And then when our children have naturally grow toward, if we haven't changed the environment, you know, these of our children will be ready to make sure that the environment don't change them from what grandma, grandpa, mama, brother, sister have been reinforcing each other the time they was at home. Very important.
You know what, let me say this real quick, right on point, because... The same thing you say, my brother, we have to do that right there in our community. You know, right now at Masjid Allah, we passed most of the leadership over to our 40s and 50s. And those that are late 60s and 70s, we're just watching it unfold. Mm-hmm. And we're we're there as advisors more so, and as a protection, as the mother and the father, or the grandmother and the grandfather, the wise ones, would sit back and watch them move as they should, making sure the building is established, make sure the bills are paid. That's all done by our young. And so they may be making mistakes, and they sort of irritate maybe some of the pioneers, but they're doing it the way that Allah has given them to do it. So we have to move back and just give them tidbits of wisdom. So when your grandchildren come around you, you don't just play with them, but you open up books with them. You let them read, or you read to them. And believe me, they soaking it in. Not only the love are they soaking in, they're soaking in the knowledge in which they get from their grandmom or great-grandmom or their auntie or their great-auntie or their great-uncles. So whenever we get babies and children in front of us and around us, we got to drop the wisdom every time, because they're soaking it in like a little sponge. So never think that they're not listening and watching. They're listening and they're watching every single thing we do. So that's why it's so important for us to have our self right, to have our environment right, is because they're taking in everything we do. So I mean, that was right in the point. I mean.
And let me ask you at this point, Rahima, everyone is, we said, busy, busy. All of you that are listening, we thank you so much for being here, truly. Your ears, and whatever is channeled into your mind right now, and how you can incorporate, or just acknowledging that, hey, well, we're on the right track, that we're connected with you, my sister. And so, Rahima, please share with us the times of the women, the jewels meet, the Quranic reading, the International League of Muslim Women, and I think you mentioned one other group.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute,
okay,
because I have to run and come right back.
Get it? Okay. So while she's doing that, everyone, anyone else with a question or comment, we'd like to hear from you as they share. This last half hour, we want to commend everyone who has been consistently sharing financially with CWSC AM 360, intellectually with CWSC AM 360, and definitely to our directors who at a time to be grateful. It's what I want to mention now. I'll play the public service announcement, but I want you to know that CWSC, through your kindness and efforts and your prayers, CWSC has been diligently volunteering with this A Time to Be Grateful behind the scenes. When we dedicate ourselves to providing avenues whereby we can connect, communicate, and collaborate, and with our current 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, Faith, Family, Function, and Freedom. With that, you know, your CEO is working diligently. She's with the workshop that's going to be held at December 19th through the 22nd in Miami, Florida. But our connections, we didn't just start our relationship with Masjid Al-Ansar. We actually, CWSC traveled there. The board of directors traveled there and communed with them at Juneteenth last year. And before then, here in St. Petersburg with the ML King Parade, connecting with Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, and then with the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. Here, my sister, you ready? Assalamu alaikum. Oh, okay. No, I thought that was the movement of Rahima. And two, the connection, you know, we went to Barbados. So at this time to be grateful, we look forward to having a monitor on our table large enough so that you can see it from a distance, inshallah. And it will have videos and pictures, still pictures of our directors and their voices, as you will hear them share their connection with CWSC AM 360. And then giving congratulations to Muslim Journal, the Time to Be Grateful event. But Muslim Journal has a board of directors, and two of our imams who are directors with CWSC, Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York, and Imam Omar Shakir of San Antonio, Texas. They're on the board of Muslim Journal. They're Muslim Journal's new committee that is the subscription drive. The subscription drive. We pray that everyone has their subscription to Muslim Journal. If you don't have it, plan to have it. Inshallah, God willing, Allah knows best, and you too, to Graceline. Graceline, our partnership, you'll be hearing from them as well as we continue our building our relationship, NIP, and the reasons behind it. You ready, Rahima? Please, over
to you. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, just thinking about the Time to Be Grateful last year. We had such a, we had such a beautiful time. New Jersey gave one of the best for a long time. I mean, they just really, so if you've never been to a Time to Be Grateful, you really want to enrich your spirit and your soul, make sure you just take that money and go to Florida and enjoy the believers for a weekend. And you come back, you be renewed with a whole nother sense of faith in what is going to happen in 2025. So with that, he was asking about the times of
yes, ma'am.
Well, with the women of Quran, we actually meet on Sunday mornings, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We read Al Kaf every single Friday for the last 12 years together as a group, and so we meet really 25 minutes right after Fajr, and we do that because it's so important. Our minds are just really in a repenting mode. And so to go into the Quran right after Fajr is really so enhancing to the spirit. And so that phone number is 848-220. Why did my brain go blank? God, that's so funny.
Maybe it'll come to you. But it's funny
aging too. 220-3100. That's 848-220-3100. And during Ramadan, praise be to Allah, Sister Fitra, she had us reading during the month of Ramadan. And we actually had believers all over the country. Whereas during the week and month, we usually have maybe about 12 to 15 of us. During Ramadan, we have like 85 to 90 believers on this line because we read the Quran together during the month of Ramadan. We actually start the first day of Ramadan and we complete it together as a community. Not only do we read the Quran, but we talk about what did we comprehend from that which Allah Ta'ala has given us for that day. So it's really amazing. We've grown so much. It gives single sisters a lot of times, or widowed sisters or brothers, a chance to engage with the Quran together. So it's really just an awesome program. And we look forward to you stopping in and just listening. But again, that's Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays at 6 o'clock right now, 6 a.m. in the morning. We usually finish by 8 o'clock. Also, we're doing the Secrets of Divine Love, which is even open up our minds even more about what Allah Ta'ala has given us. The International League of Muslim Women, as the vice president of the Delaware Valley International League of Muslim Women, we're doing a lot. And so you can go right on the website and pull up Philadelphia International League of Muslim Women and get information off of there. We're having a tea party. We're having a spa day. We're having grandmother, mother, and daughter banquet in a couple of months. And we give awards to excellent grandmothers and mothers and daughters. And we'll be doing that as well. And so with the Masjid Ashura of Philadelphia,
if you're in the area, we meet every first Sunday of the month, and you would have to go on the Majlis Ashura of Philadelphia of Delaware Valley, website, and it will give you so much information about what we're doing as the Majlis in Delaware Valley is doing. It's a beautiful website. It's a website for the International League of Muslim Women for the Delaware Valley. Go on that. And also the Masjid Allah, anything that you want to know what we're doing. We're having a pop-up tomorrow where all the businesses are coming together, merging onto Masjid Allah's property and selling their goods. And so people from around the community will come in as New Africa Village, you know, New Africa Marketplace. That's what I always tell them. We need to rename it. It needs to be New Africa Marketplace. And so Imam Muhammad, that's what he would always say, Rahimallah. So the marketplace will be open tomorrow from 12 to 6. You can come and buy all kinds of goods. You can buy stuff to eat, bean pies, carrot cakes, juices, food, clothes, scarves, everything, pictures for your house. We have so much. And so Allah has given us abundance. And so that's why we say Al-Razak. We never have a lack of. Never let somebody tell you they poor or they broke. Say, no, no, no. Allah is full of abundance, and so is the believer. So with that, we did Allah, go on the Masjid Allah Philadelphia website. You can see what we're doing every single week, every month. And UMBA, the Universal Muslim Business Association. You can go on our website for Philadelphia Universal Business Association, and find out, because we'll be having a networking meeting December the 6th. And what we do with the UMBA, we actually, because my husband, he's been in business for the last 25 years, standing on his own, and he's a businessman. When I say pay taxes and make sure every tax is paid, that he does it, not like them other people. But I thank Allah for that, because that's an example of what a businessman is supposed to be, right? So praise be to Allah, the Universal Muslim Business Association. If you're not, if you don't have an LLC, or if you need some help with starting your business, that's what the Universal Muslim Business Association is about. So we will be meeting December the 6th for another networking meeting, and you should be able to go on the website and see that as well. So I think that was all of those things that we're involved in. And
that's a lot. Samir, I'm so excited. Oh, this is so wonderful, all this networking information, I'll tell you. Could you give us those websites if you have time? Because I'm in business and amongst other things, and I was going to the mission.
You in Chicago. because what we need to also learn how to do is have chapters. If there is not a chapter in your community, that's work for you to do, is to try to get some believers together and start a chapter. I know that Sister Basima in North Carolina, Brother David Hassan's widowed wife, she's the head of the National Muslim Business Association. And so I know
I'm going to get your number for Sister Martha, and we're going to talk, because that as you were speaking today, that's what I had in mind, because we have some very industrial sisters here. We just need like a blueprint to follow. And I just, what I've heard today, I tell you, it's just been so wonderful, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Lord forgive me, but I forgot the Jewels of Islam, and Sister Rafika would say, Sister Rahima, how did you forget us? The Jewels of Islam is a group of sisters. Yeah, and we are absolutely amazing. And they have helped me age gracefully by watching them. And so as soon as you turn 50, Sister Rafika will say, Sister Amira, you turned 50 today. You're a jewel. And so it's almost like you don't want to become part of the senior citizens or whatever, but it's like, okay, not yet. You know, wait till I get 55, then maybe I'll join y'all. But, you know, she lets you know at 50 you can join the Jewels of Islam. And so the Jewels of Islam is valued here in the Delaware Valley like no other sorority has ever been valued. It's like it's a sorority of sisters that after 50, you know, and you're learning about your body and you're learning about the stages of your mind and how you're aging. And, you know, and I've been with the Jewels. I'm getting ready to hit my late 60s. And so I've been with the Jewels for, over 16 years almost. And so the Jewels, whenever there's a banquet in our city, the Jewels always get two free tables. So just to show you who we are. You know, we're like, okay, to other people, we're the women of wisdom. You know, so the Jewels are here, you know. We're the ones to help establish this land, you know, here in Philadelphia, Delaware Valley. And,
you know,
it's a beautiful thing to come together as a group because then you can get those professionals that know about aging to come in and speak to the Jewels. We have insurance agencies that come in and talk about the rights and what needs to be done for burials and janazas. And then we have those who come in and talk to us about health care and about loving yourself as you age. Oh, all that stuff the Jewels of Islam has established. And it's been 32 years that the Jewels have been in existence.
This is so phenomenal because I'm 71. I'm a young 71. I praise the Lord. I've been in the community since I was 6 years old. And it's like what you're sharing is just so rejuvenating to my mind that age ain't nothing but a number. I mean, really, because it's this kind of information and being a part of something like this to keep you young. It really would.
Yeah.
And by having a purpose and a mission, I'm telling you, Allah is so phenomenal, you know, with the diet that we have, the thinking that we have. I tell you, we off the chart as Muslim women, you know. And then when you bring this kind of information to help enhance our life as we age gracefully, it's just a blessing from Allah. I tell you, I feel like I can duplicate myself. I'm so glad that Allah blessed me to get on this program this morning because what I've learned here, and I'm going to try to get the sisters to listen on the repeat of this here, because what I've learned here today, it makes a world of difference. It really does, because
it
gives information how we can recreate our life as a whole. And if you don't see your mission, you'll see it after today. Really, thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. The commune that we have, and to know everyone that when we form good relationships, that we can call on one another at any time. And
yes.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. That we can call on one another. And when do you sleep? And for me, it's like I'm on.